Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 12th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. After an initial public beta, Amazon publicly launched Alexa Answers in the U.S., which allows anyone to answer questions that have previously stumped Amazon's voice assistant. Content generated from Alexa Answers will be integrated into future responses with the caveat added of according to an Amazon customer. Users provide Alexa Answers through a web interface with a 300-character limit. Responses receive up and down votes, with users receiving consistent down votes receiving less questions to answer, although Amazon has not said whether they will outright ban users. Amazon will filter out responses with obvious profanity and not post questions with obvious political angles. There will also be human editors and algorithms curating the content overall. The electronic prescription service SureScripts announced it ceased its relationship with RemyHealth following a patient data dispute. SureScripts said it found evidence of fraud extended to requests for patient health insurance and prescription price information that RemyHealth provided to drug marketing websites, and has turned to the FBI for further investigation. Amazon's PillPack, which relies on RemyHealth to access medication histories collected by SureScripts, has no clear way to access this information automatically, requiring the company to call the patient or the doctor's office directly. Bloomberg reports three merchants say several attorneys and at least one economist have been conducting interviews with people who sell goods on Amazon as part of a U.S. FTC investigation. This follows an August 2nd report that John Bumstead of Minnesota was interviewed by FTC lawyers about the impact of Amazon and Apple's deal on his refurbished Mac business. In response to the California State Senate passing Bill AB5, Uber's chief legal counsel, Tony West, argued the bill won't force the company to reclassify rideshare drivers as employees. According to West, drivers do work that is outside the usual course of Uber's business, which previous rulings have established is serving as a technology platform for several different types of digital marketplaces. West said Uber plans to follow AB5 if passed into law, but will continue to prove that it doesn't fall under its framework. Yelp updated its waitlist feature, which will now show estimated wait times at restaurants for a given time. The feature is based on live and historic restaurant data, but limited to the estimates for seating a party of two. The company also launched the Notify Me feature, which will allow you to set a desired seating time at a restaurant and then receive a notification when to join the wait queue. Yelp also launched a new service for restaurants called Yelp Connect. This allows restaurants to post updates about changes to the menu, specials, and events, and that are shown on the Yelp homepage, restaurant page, and in weekly emails. Consumers who bookmark a restaurant, join a waitlist, or place a reservation will also see these updates. Restaurants can set start and end times for updates, so customers will only see timely information. Yelp Connect costs $199 a month. HTC announced the Vive Cosmos VR headset will ship October 3rd for $699. The Cosmos is the first PC-tethered VR headset from HTC to use six inside-out tracking cameras on the headset for positioning rather than use external light boxes. The headset offers a combined 2880 by 1700 resolution on a pair of LCD panels with a 90Hz refresh rate and a 110 field of view. It also comes with an updated set of hand-tracking controllers. Developer Steve Trotten Smith posted a screenshot of a README file from the iOS 13 Gold Master that describes how employees can run stereo AR apps on an iPhone when you don't have access to Apple's headset. It refers to codename Garda, which has been reported in leaks to 9to5 Mac and Mac Rumors. Garda seems to be the codename for a stereoscopic AR headset. iOS 13 Code also has a Game Controller Framework gamepad profile for a device meant to be used while using stereo AR apps. The controller profile has a clicky trackpad, a trigger button, and a system or perhaps a home button. Oracle released its Q1 earnings report a day early and announced that co-CEO Mark Hurd will take a leave of absence for health reasons. The previous CEO at HP, Hurd joined Oracle in 2010 and was later named co-CEO in 2014. Oracle's other CEO, Safra Catz, and founder and CTO Larry Ellison will handle Hurd's role while he's on leave. In the quarter, Oracle earned 81 cents per share on revenue of $9.22 billion. Analysts had expected revenue of $9.29 billion on similar earnings. And finally, Yahoo Japan announced it intends to purchase a controlling stake in Zozo, Japan's largest online fashion retailer, in a deal worth 400 billion yen, or roughly 3.7 billion US dollars. Zozo has already agreed to the acquisition, and the companies plan to keep Zozo listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. Zozo founder and CEO Yusaka Maezawa will step down from management after the deal is complete. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, remember to subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.